Can you just talk a little bit about your thoughts on the results tonight?
Well, we certainly had some huge victories by winning the supervisor's race in Amherst and Hamburg, flipping those, and of course flipping the legislature from red to blue. The sheriff's race is still in doubt. It's too close to call. I talked to Bernie Tolbert, and he was not going to concede, and I don't blame him. It is too close with a lot of absentee ballots out there and still some districts that haven't been accounted for, including districts that we think Bernie's going to win. So it was a good night, if you think about it, because the Republicans came in controlling the legislature, controlling all three countywide seats, controlling the town of Amherst, controlling Hamburg, and they lost Hamburg, they lost Amherst, and they lost the legislature. And along the way, we won some other seats, too, including the entire town board in Amherst. So we had a pretty good night. Not as good as I'd like, but it was a good night.
Great. Can you talk about what four more years of Mayor Byron Brown means to the city?
Well, Byron's been a great partner with myself on a lot of these issues with economic development. I'm going to continue to focus on poverty, addressing poverty, and I know the mayor will as well. So we're going to continue to focus on these issues of growing jobs for our region and addressing issues of inner city poverty. And I think we'll listen. I've had a good relationship with the mayor. I see no change in that. And it just allows us to continue to work in the right direction. And I know I talked to the governor. The governor called me tonight, congratulated me on our victories. And I was very happy, of course, with the mayor's victory and us taking back the legislature. And it's a good sign going forward into 2018, which is the governor's re-election year.
All right, so you said that tonight was a good night, not a great night. What do you guys need, what do Democrats need to do to kind of reevaluate what happened tonight to push forward and come through with a great night in the next election cycle?
Well, if after all the votes are counted, Bernie Tolbert wins the sheriff's office, then it'll be a great night. Mm-hmm. But you always want to see people win, but in every race there's got to be winners and losers. We had some tremendous candidates, Steve Cishan, Vanessa Gloshevsky, ran some strong countywide races, came up a little short. Mike Quinn, I really thought Mike was going to pull that race out in the legislature, came up a little short. But that's just how it goes in politics. You can't win them all. But we did better than we have in the past. This is a tough election cycle for Democrats. This is usually the lowest turnout year ever. And we actually increased the vote total by almost 20,000 votes from 4 years ago. And that's why Democrats did as well as they did tonight. I commend the Republicans that won races, such as Mickey Kearns and Stefan Mihailo. We know in county government you got to work with your partners, and they're going to be partners that I'll have for the next 4 years.